Mustangs head coach Shad Kopik, now our guest here before the game tips off in just a moment. Coach, thank you. Your team 5-6, coming off a win last weekend against West Bend Mallard on Friday the 13th, to be exact, 61-37. Give me a little feel for that game and a little play-by-play how things went for you and the Mustangs.
You know, we really played really well in that game. We've really been trying to get our guys to play with a consistency that we've been lacking. You know, we can put 2.5 to 3 quarters very well together. And then we have that stretch in many of our games, especially the ones we've lost, where we let down a little bit, whether it's offensively or defensively, and we lose our focus. So over break and whatnot, we've been really trying to concentrate on getting some of that focus and consistency more into our game, and I thought we did a nice job against West Bend.
32 minutes, I'm sure you're preaching that all the time, and I know you're not a man to make an excuse, but has the youth come out in this team at all in any of those lapses you allude to?
Yeah, definitely it does. Anytime you get three freshmen and a sophomore playing with a lack of experience, you know, and we said it all along, there's only one way to get experience, and that's by doing it. So we're learning some tough lessons. But at the same time, there's no opponent that we step on the floor with that cares. So they're not going to take it easy on us. So we've got to get better, and we've got to improve, and we've got to get that focus to the point where we really expect it.
All right, so let me ask you then, from day one of practice, back when you got the season started, to 11 games into the regular season, the strides this team has made, what have you seen from these guys?
We've come a long ways. Honestly, Chris, at the beginning of the year, I thought with the young team that turnovers were going to be a problem, and our kids have taken care of the ball really well throughout the course of the year. Defensively, we knew there were going to be some strides that were going to be made, and we've done that. We've come a long way defensively. Rebounding the basketball, we've come leaps and bounds. Almost every facet of the game, we've come a long ways. These kids are very coachable. They work their tails off. They never get down. We talk about the stretches where we have our issues, and they don't get down and they don't hang their heads. They just come fighting back. So, you know what? As a coach, you can always live with that. You know, at the end of the day, as long as our kids are doing that, we've got some good things going on.
Defensive side of the ball, what has this team produced?
You know, we've gotten some trust, and that's what we were lacking earlier in the year. Sometimes we got caught up in trying to do too much instead of just doing our job and trusting that the next guy will have your back to cover you. And the way we play defense, trust is a huge, huge part of it. And I think that's where we've come the furthest. That's been the most fun from a coaching standpoint, is seeing that they're willing to put themselves out there and pressure the basketball, knowing that the guy behind you has got your back. And that takes time, and that has come a long way. So we're excited going forward.
Coach, is it mostly man, zone up from time to time? What's your thought?
You know what? We're everybody knows that size has been an issue for us this year, and we're a man-to-man team. We make no bones about it. That's our bread and butter. But there have been some matchups this year where, you know, with Pocahontas and a couple other teams that have some really big kids, we've had to play some 1-3-1 zone to compensate for that a little bit. You know, we try to maintain our aggressiveness in that zone and whatnot, but it's still a zone. And for me, zone's always been a four-letter word and not a happy one. But we've had to play it some, and our kids have done a pretty good job moving in and out of that in the man-to-man.
Yeah, I mean, I see a couple freshmen. The Olsen kids are 6'2", Jake Davis 6'3", but after that, size is an issue, no question. But the heart of the Mustang, you guys have been playing well, and I know it's back-to-back here. St. Mary's tomorrow on the road, Southeast Valley.
Yeah, you know, we've had some cancellations and some weather, as everybody else has as well. And as we're coming down the stretch of the season, it seems like we're playing more games than we are practices. For the kids, that's great. They're all excited
that.
About
yeah.
that. For the coaches with a young team, that makes me a little nervous. So we're going to have to do some learning during some game experience, and hopefully we can accomplish that.
Hey, good to visit, Chad. Best of luck Thursday night and the rest of the year.
Thanks a lot, Chris. We appreciate the coverage.
We'll take a short break. Starting lineups next right here on Mix 101.7.